Having heard a few stifled giggles from the wall top, Badred glared up frostily at the assembled Redwallers, putting on his toughest snarl.
You laughed through the sides of your faces before this day's done.
Puffing himself up to his full height, he continued.
I'm Badred, warlord of the Vermin Horde. No beast can stand against me. I come from the Northlands, where we drink our enemies' blood.
The abbot bowed his head politely.
I bid you a good morning, Sir Bad Red. I am Father Abbot Carroll of Redwall. Is there any way I can be of service to you? Mayhaps you might need food or supplies to continue your journey.
At the mention of food, the rest of the vermin crew climbed out of the ditch eagerly, but the little fox forestalled them by answering the abbot scornfully.
We don't want your food, Mouse. Our journey's ended here. At this war-red place. You've got a magic sword here. A wallet. Bring it to me now.
The abbot stared coolly down at him.
There is no such thing as a magic sword at Redwall Abbey.
Badred drew his cutlass with a swish, pointing it at Carol.
You lie! Bring that sword out to me, old fool, or it'll go badly with you.
Torrin stepped up to the abbot's side, roaring down at the fox.
Don't ye dare call the abbot of Redwall a fool or a liar. If he says there's no magic sword here, then you'd best get the mud out your ears and listen. Now, shift yourself, vermin. Get up the road with that raggedy bottom bunch, quick, or I'll come down there and kick your tail back to the Northlands.
Shaking with rage, Badred turned and nodded to his two archers, the Weasel Brothers.
Fire!
Two arrows zipped from their bows. Torrin flung himself upon the abbot, knocking him down below the battlements. One arrow flew harmlessly overhead. The other grazed the Otacook's shoulder. Torrin winced as he yelled,
Down every beast!
The Redwallers immediately dropped below the parapet. Junty Selahog fitted a stone into his sling and whaled it. He popped up and let fly. Though it was a speedy shot and not too accurate, it did hit Badred on the footpaw. He screeched out in pain as Crinktail and the rest of the crew jumped back into the ditch, taking him with them. There was an uneasy silence. Then Flinky called out in a wheedling voice.
Ah, look now, friends. Why don't you just throw the old magic sword to us and we'll be on our way, I promise.
This was followed by a tirade from Badred.
Sword or no sword, I vow I'll slay you all and take your abbey from you. This is war, do you hear me?
Two broken halves of the arrow which had struck Torrin were flung into the ditch. The Otacook sat watching Sister Portula bind his wound with her apron. He laughed and shouted back contemptuously to the fox.
War, eh? Go on then. Let's see you take Redwall from us. A dirty little band of vermin scum. You'd have no chance.
Down in the ditch, Flinky gazed levelly at Badred and nodded.
Sure, and I believe the big river dog's right. How could a crew as small as ours take that fine big place? 'Tis all made of stone and locked up tight.
Badred nursed his footpaw, shooting a hateful glance at the stoat.
You shied it on, there's orders.
Flinky spread his paws expressively.
Ah, now, Chief, I'm with you. But you've got to admit things ain't exactly going our way, are they now?
Badred narrowed his eyes, well aware that Flinky could be a sly one at times.
So, what do you suggest?
The stoat winked secretively.
Make him think we've gone away. I'll wager we could catch him off guard after a day or two.
Grandmum Gervil came panting up the wall steps, carrying a big wooden pail of kitchen rubbish, with the arrow that had missed the abbot sticking out of it. The old mole blinked indignantly.
Yes, see what happened? I was just crossing the lawn to put ye rubbish on my compost heap. That there harrow comed right out in the sky and stuck to my pail.
Junty Selahog took it from her.
Oh, don't fret, Marm. It missed ye.
Back in the ditch, Badred was mulling over Flinky's idea.
How many days do we wait?